this is a story. You know what, matter of fact, it's more than a story. These are the chronicles, Christ's incarnation, then his crucifixion, plus his resurrection. It's from my open mind. Yeah, hope it can open yours. Okay, listen, listen, listen.
This ain't Narnia or Riddick, huh? But like the two books in the Bible, I got a chronicle to be specific.
Listen.
It's about the Lord of the Lords, the King of the Kings, and it comes in three parts, kinda like the movie Lord of the Rings.
Precious.
Emmanuel was a naturally born, it was God and he came down in the natural form.
Immaculate birth.
He contradicted the natural norm, then he said, peace be still, and he stopped the storm.
He stopped the
walk
storm.
Water, no skis, just heel and toe. Fed 5,000 men with a snack like a Lunchable. 40 days, no lunch, you know. He ain't flinched when the devil tried to tempt him. He shook the blow. Gave sight to the blind, healed the paralytics.
Could walk
in emergency room, he was a paramedic. Basically proved that he's God, although we never said it. So now Christians prove that he's God through the apologetics.
Apologia.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the incarnation of Christ make you desire an
open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the incarnation of Christ make you desire an
open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the incarnation of Christ make you desire an
open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. As Christians search scriptures on Christ, these are the facts that we find.
Exodus 34 and 14 says worship no other God.
That's right.
But Hebrews 1 and 6 tells angels to worship Christ. Odd.
Huh?
Unless it's revealing his personal divinity. The anthropos, the God, man, the second in the Trinity.
Trinity.
Selah, calmly think about that. Alone with how the scourge and ripped stripes strips right out his back. Then from his chest, gave up his reputation as humanity just to condemn sin in the flesh. And walked the long path, toting the thick cross, to suffer God's wrath for a world that was lost. They stripped him of his cloth and nailed him to the cross. The world's sin was on his back, the Father turned his back. Then he died and sent the Spirit to the Father. Lord Christ, the first Christian martyr. And what's more, my Savior didn't suffer in hell. He paid the price at Calvary.
It's
and
finished.
As the creator of all, he already had
King. Thank you.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the crucifixion of Christ make you desire
an open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the crucifixion of Christ make you
desire an open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the crucifixion of Christ make you desire an
open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. As Christians search scriptures on Christ, these are the facts that we find.
Let me paint a picture for you, pristine like the Sistine Chapel. My mind, you mental than when Eve took a bite out the apple. So forget the egg. Eggs and the bunny, cause when the Roman soldiers found the tomb was empty, man, it wasn't funny.
It wasn't.
Christ had resurrected, although they thought he was dead. The tomb was sealed and that the area was well protected.
Was it?
The date was well projected. He said, I'll be back in 3 days, and he raised in the body that had been perfected.
Yes.
Mary wanted to hold on to him and get attached, but he told her to go so she could tell her brothers he was back.
Come on.
And then he stopped through, had a bite to eat or two, showed him all his scars too, gave him hope that was renewed.
Sure.
And then he had to bounce like spheres. He disappeared through the skies to sit down by Papa's right side. But he left him with the Great Commission. He said, go to every nation, make new disciples, teach him. That's your mission.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the resurrection of Christ make you
desire an open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the resurrection of Christ make you
desire an open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. I'm hoping the resurrection of Christ make you desire an
open mind.
Chronicles from an open mind. As Christians